City.
Across Bendigo.
Coggo and Kylie for breakfast.
Feels good. Bendigo Triple.
About swearing, a bit of a survey in the paper today relates to the fact that we may have potty mouths.
Yeah. One in eight millennials curse more than 20 times a day compared to just 7% of baby boomers. And we're asking you if you can relate to that. Tanya, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I was waiting for you to swear straight away, Tanya.
Oh, you bloody Coggo.
Hey, so tell us, in your mind, are people swearing way too much?
They are.
In what way?
Definitely, definitely. And my partner, Andrew, is one of them.
Okay. How do you relate to that? Do you just let him go, or do you do what I do and go, whoa, do we need to say that?
I just let him go because he's a tradie, and for tradies, it's basically in their vocab.
In their DNA.
Vernacular.
So,
it is. It's in their DNA.
What is he? Is he a baby boomer? Is he a millennial?
Well, he's almost 30, so...
Okay.
Yeah, so, I don't know what generation that is.
I don't know, 80s.
Generation X, is it?
Whatever.
Or Y?
Generation X, I think.
Mm. Tradies would be common, though, I would have thought, because, you know, they're banging their bloody thumbs with their hammers and stuff like that, so you would be, you can understand that. But just in general chat, it doesn't sound good, but it sounds like you've got nothing under control at your place, Tan.
No, but I don't swear all that much. The only time I really swear, someone gets all... under my nerves.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that can happen.
And, but when I was a kid, my mum used to wash up my mouth with soap when I used to swear.
What kind of soap? Or was it body wash? Thanks, Tan.
Good on you, Tan. Yeah.
Let's go to Lauren, because you're 21, Lauren, and you're apparently the demographic that swear a lot. Is that right?
I suppose.
So you're a millennial?
I'm Gen Y? No.
You would be.
Gen Z. That's
Gen
what
Z,
we
yeah,
are.
Right.
Oh, okay, radio.
Anyway, do you swear? I mean, is it common for your demo?
I have a time and a place for when I swear. I choose my crowd.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm around some people, I won't. If I'm around other people, I will. If something goes wrong, I will. It's just finding the right time and place to do that and choosing your crowds appropriately.
Mm. I'm going to ask you a question here, Lauren, which is really, really controversial because it seems like your demographic say the C word common, right? You know, I'm not going to say what it is. Everyone knows what the C word is.
I don't like that one.
Yeah, I know, but it seems to be common within your demo.
It is.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That's hideous. I didn't know that.
F and C seem to be the common.
C more than F.
Oh, gee.
I don't like C. A lot of people say C, and nine times out of ten, I'll pull them up and go, well, you don't need to say that.
No, exactly.
It is becoming more common, and that's one that just should be said.
Shouldn't come out,
Personal opinion there.
Yeah, fair enough. All right, Lozzie, we'll let you go. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks, Loz.
Let's go to our...
Emma. Now, Emma's a secondary teacher here in Bendigo. Morning, Emma.
Good morning.
Now, what's your take on this?
I've been teaching for over 10 years, and I think it's definitely gotten worse.
Mm-hmm.
The swearing, and it's more the fact that it just rolls off their tongue. They don't even think about it. There's no reason for it. And it's almost like sometimes they're using it as a term of endearment towards their peers.
Really?
They don't seem to care. And I pull them up on it and say, you know, it's all good and well if you're with your group of friends, but if you're walking down the street and you're swearing your head off, there's going to be people around you that are going, people are going to judge you based on your swearing. And if you want to get a job... and you're swearing your head off, no one's going to employ you because they don't want you speaking to their customers like that.
No, that's true.
Emma, can I just ask, do they swear in class?
Not all the time, but if it slips out, they do swear in class. Walking around the yard at recess and lunchtime, they'll be sitting down and you walk past and you hear them swearing just in their general conversations.
So just on that, is it, you know, like obviously it's become common by the sound of things. We're probably picking on youngsters here, but even for older, you know, even with teachers that you work with, is that a common thing you talk about? Do you guys swear and not in front of the kids?
I'm not going to say I don't swear because I do, but I agree with, I think it was Lauren.
Lauren, yeah.
There's a time and a place. Mm. And if it's, you know, if you stub your toe and, you know, it slips out, so be it. But if you've got no reason to be swearing, I don't probably think it's appropriate.
All right, well, we're bringing through a heap of swearers. Thanks, Emma.
Thanks
really appreciate
so much
the call.
For that,
that's
Emma.
Really good to see inside what's going on at schools and stuff as well.
Yeah. Oh, it's really, really, really concerning. I think they both make a good point, time and a place. If you tend to be with people that swear, you tend to swear more, don't you?
Mm. That's worked out with you and I. Trust me, when you swear, all of a sudden I start with my potty mouth.
Coggo and Kylie for breakfast.
Bendigo's 93.5 Triple M.